Warning, this show contains childish adult content and is intended for immature, mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views spoken are ours and ours alone, not those of any other bugger. If you're easily offended, we strongly suggest finding another podcast. Everybody neat and pretty, then on with the show.
Hello and welcome to this bonus edition of Diz After Dark. Joining me is our beloved and much missed Sinead.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. How are you?
I am good also. I'm not. I'm shit, like, want to bring down the government, but that's beside the point.
Fair. I mean, that's just a general state for most people, I feel like.
I think so, yeah. But on this episode of Diz After Dark, it's a little bonus episode and it's in conjunction with Universal After Dark. So there's going to be two episodes dropping at exactly the same time. And it's all about the Daz Pass at Disney and what was it called at Universal?
It's the Attraction Assistance Pass.
So that's going to, we'll talk about that on the Universal After Dark, but we're just going to wave to Universal After Dark ourselves in an alternative universe, and we're waving back. There you go. So, are you drinking any?
I am indeed. I have a Jameson ginger ale and lime when I was having my dinner.
You're having a Jameson's with your dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's living all right. What did you have for your dinner then?
I had a margarita pizza that I added some vegetarian chorizo to and some jalapenos.
Oh, it's usually for the best life. Yeah, tell you. I've got nothing.
How about you? What are you drinking?
Nothing. I've just had a cup of Yorkshire tea. I know.
Fair.
My kidneys are still getting over Florida, I'll be honest with you. We did a lot of
drinking. We only did the 1 week, so it wasn't quite spot.
A lot. It gets tiresome after 3 weeks, basically. Alcohol. Okay. I'm out on Saturday, though, so I'll do some Instagrams. I'm out with Cough and Cannon as well, so it'll get messy.
Oh, nice.
But anyway,
I cannot tell you how many times in Florida me and Adam ended up quoting Cough and Karen with the, oh, hi, Craig. Happened an awful lot while we were away.
There should be a t-shirt. We need somebody to design t-shirts with fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, I'll maybe get on to Adam about that.
Oh, that would be amazing. Come on, Adam. You can have all the commission, Adam. You can make all the money. We just want the t-shirts. But anyway, we're talking about the Daz Pass. So both of us got to experience it this year. For the first time. Well, we did it in the old days with Grandad when it was a piece of cardboard and you were just shoehorned onto the ride, basically. No queuing, no nothing. What do you want to go on? We go on that? Okay. And you just walk on in the express or round the back, just round the back. But it was getting exploited, wasn't it? So they tightened it up and all that. So they do have the Daz Pass now and you can apply for it before you go, but this is technically American only.
It's US and Canada. So it's anything in North America. Because I think when I initially tried to apply for it, it said you can't do this outside the US of A or Canada. So if you're in Canada, you can also do it, or you can do what both of us did and use a sneaky little VPN.
Yeah. And I mean, I was really nervous using it because you're using a VPN because you're going to have a video call with a cast member.
Yeah.
And it's all there on the website. So I'm not going to read out the website. What I will say is it's in the show notes, but you need to use a VPN to access it because I've just tried now. And when you click on it, when it's not in a VPN, it'll take you to .co.uk.
Yeah, it just loops you around. And even when you type in DAS into the homepage on the UK or Ireland site, it just loops you back around to the homepage, which feels like a bit of an oversight. Fair enough if they don't want you being able to book the call or anything, but you should at least be able to access the information and know what you'll be able to organize when you get there at the bare minimum.
Definitely.
But also, a thing I would just say about the VPN is make sure you are using a laptop. I tried on a phone and I tried on an iPad and both crashed for me when it came to actually speaking to the cast member. So if you can use a laptop or a desktop or something like that, I would recommend it.
Man, I was exactly the same. I had the same. I was pulling my hair out. So basically, I'm on the DAS page now. And again, I mean, we can run through the basics dead quick. So you may pre-register as soon as 30 days in advance, but no less than 2 days before arrival. Once you've been accepted, you can book 2 one-hour return windows for each day for rides, which you were able to do as well. But there was some limitations on that, so it wasn't all the big hitters, I seem to remember.
Yeah, so you couldn't, from what I remember, I was mainly focused on just Hollywood Studios and Epcot. You couldn't book Rise of the Resistance. I don't think you could book Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. You definitely couldn't book Frozen or Remy or Guardians in Epcot either. Not sure on the Magic Kingdom rides. I assume Tron and probably Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, maybe even Space Mountain. But a lot of the rides that you would have to, at a bare minimum, get individual lightning lane for, you certainly can't book on DAS.
Yeah. So you just have to be ready with that. And you have to have a bit of flexibility because they sort of tell you what times are available. So, but that comes after the interview. And it was like this weird 1970s online form. Did you get that?
Yeah,
And it come up in the chat thing, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then it kept crashing. Did it crash for you?
No, it didn't crash for me. I assume you're talking about the actual when you're selecting the rides. Yeah, no, that didn't crash for me. To be fair, again, I was only booking 2 days. The form that we may as well just talk about the rides because this is the rabbit hole we've gone down now. When you're booking the rides, you kind of get passed over to another cast member.
Yeah.
And they give you a form. And basically, you pick what park you're in for that day. So mine was day one and day two. I'll just use mine as an example. So I picked Hollywood Studios for the first day. You pick a time of day that you would like the attraction to be. So whether you want morning, afternoon, evening, this doesn't really matter. But anyways, you pick a time of day and then you put in your top three attractions that you would like. And you do that for day two as well. So I did the same for Epcot. And then you submit the form and then that cast member can go and start searching for those attractions for you.
Yeah.
I've said the time of day doesn't really matter. So I put morning in for both just because I was like, if we can get it in early, why not? So for Hollywood Studios, my number one was Smuggler's Run. And then an issue when the cast member came back, I think I'd also put like Midway Mania and Slinky on it. So she came back with just Slinky and Midway Mania. And I was like, is there any time of day that there's availability for Smuggler's Run? Because that would be my priority over the time of day. And I think we got a return time for like 4 o'clock. So if they come back with not your top ride at a specific time, just see if there's availability at any time of the day, if you're that flexible, and you should be able to get it. And I only booked mine maybe a week and a half out, and I was able to get my top two picks for both parks.
And these 2 one-hour windows are use them or lose them.
Yes.
We didn't go and test it like you could with the other one, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
But it's intended for guests who have difficulty tolerating extended waits in acute-like environments. So if you're confined to a wheelchair or a scooter, and that's how you do your business, then you won't qualify for DAS.
Yeah, because I don't mind talking about why I was getting mine. So I Have been suffering with a herniated disc in my back. So mine is a physical issue that I was having that was making standing for long periods of time difficult. So when I spoke to the cast member and explained why I was requesting the DAS pass, he did suggest that I could, there's wheelchairs available at the entrance of every attraction. And I was more than welcome to get a wheelchair at the entrance of the attraction and kind of be wheeled through the queue. However, part of the issue I was having with my back was I also wasn't able to sit for long periods of time. That was also quite painful. So I kind of needed to be able to walk around. So
stretch it out, move.
Yeah. So he did say, he did offer me an exception, as he said. And he did say that if I have a similar issue in the future, if I speak to another cast member, there's no guarantee that they would also give me a DAS pass. But the cast member that I spoke to was very nice and did give me DAS for the 2 days that I was there due to a physical disability, shall we say. But it is more so for people with cognitive issues. That would be the reason why they can't stay in the queue.
And I mean, I'll tell anyone who will listen as well, I'm riddled with arthritis, primarily in the base of my spine and my hips. And I can walk for 10 miles, not a problem. But if I start to stand still, I start to seize up. So I've got to keep moving. And again, I wasn't offered the wheelchair option, but for me, that would be the worst thing I could do, because if I'm in a car journey for any length of time or an airplane for 9 hours, I've got to get up and move around. I fall out the car when I go on a long journey. Everything just locks up and seizes up. So they're the type of things. And then we had my little nephew, Jack, who's autistic, and he gets a little bit distressed, waiting in the queues, confined spaces, that type of stuff can upset him. So he got one. I got one. You know, you had 2 days for two people. We had, I think they give the first 5 days of the holiday, and then you're on your own after that. So, so it's not for the full 2 weeks. You get these 2 1-hour things. So we were sitting next to each other on computers, getting randomly kicked out of the room and having to go back in for to the chat and load it up again, trying to juggle a family of six and a family of four getting these DAS passes. They're also limited to six people. So you can't have, it would have been just so easy just for us to have a family of 10, but we couldn't. So that's why we had the two family ones.
Fair.
And the person who was on it, I don't know if you noticed this every time you scanned in. I mean, we're jumping all over the place here, but when you scanned in, it goes blue.
Yeah.
And then your photograph actually scanned up. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it on any of them, but
yeah,
I noticed that it went blue.
So it goes blue. They look at you. I mean, they're not interested. They just pass you in. But sometimes I see my face coming up on the screen, and that's to make sure that the person who the DAS is for is actually riding the ride. And nobody could scan in until I'd scanned in.
Yeah.
So.
And even what we found would happen sometimes, because they tell you when you're on the chat, and we'll go back and actually talk about what the conversation with the cast member is like. But when you scan in, so I would have to scan in first and it would flash up blue. But until the cast member had approved it, there were a couple of times where Adam scanned in as soon as I did. And then we had to kind of restart the whole thing again. You definitely have to, whoever has the DAS pass, scan in, wait for the cast member to confirm it. And then whoever you're with can scan in, because otherwise it just won't work.
And it's bedlam when there's 10 of you and they're all hyper.
I would say so.
It definitely is. But that meeting, I was really nervous, and I've got my MacBook on my knee. It was about 3 minutes maximum.
The conversation,
really quick, really quick decision. We could have made our 2 hour our choices then, but we had to wait until we were with Coff and Karen and their family. So we put that off, and then all you do is you just sign in again, and it knows that you've been accepted. And it just carried on from that point. And then you make your reservations, and then they show up on My Disney Experience after a short while as well.
Mine showed up pretty much immediately. So when I was waiting, I don't know if you had a long wait to speak to the cast member. I think it took about an hour.
Right.
As I said, I got kicked off a phone and an iPad. So that's why I say just go straight for your laptop, because I had to then wait an hour every time I reconnected, which was frustrating to say the least. But I went ahead because I knew what rides I wanted to book anyways. So when the cast member had approved me for DashPass and kind of talked me through how it works in the app, and what it'll look like in the app once you scan into the park, they were like, oh, are you ready to book your selections now, or do you want to do it later? And I said, no, I'll do it now. They automatically connected me to a cast member that could help me book that. So it was a pretty seamless.
All right. Okay.
Which I didn't have to wait again for another cast member. I was just immediately pushed to someone that could help me pick my attractions. And once they had confirmed it, it was immediately in my Disney experience. And I think I have screenshots of mine, so we can pop those up on what that looks like on the Instagram if people would be interested.
Oh, fab. Yeah, defo. We could use them to advertise this episode to be the biggest episode ever.
There you go.
But also all this can take place on the first day of your holiday at guest services. So yeah. Why we did this was just to save time, basically. And they'll give go on.
I was just going to say, I don't think you can pre-book attractions. So that's kind of the benefit. I know getting a VPN and whatnot is a bit of a pain in the arse, but it meant that, for example, again, we were only there for 2 days. It meant we walked into our Hollywood Studios day knowing that we were at least getting on Smuggler's Run and we were getting on Slinky. We were guaranteed them. We didn't have to worry about booking slots for them or anything else. And I think if you do it in person, you don't get to pre-book those 2 1-hour attractions. I think you're already at the park, you can just start using DAS. It's kind of a bonus to do it ahead of time.
You're at the lap of the gods or the hands of the gods or whatever, because you don't know how many guest services are going to be on duty. You don't know how long the queue is going to be. It's the first morning of your holiday.
Yeah.
You know, so we did it that way. I use the Opera app or mobile, the browser. I used it on my MacBook in the end, like you said. It kept crashing on my phone. That's got a free VPN built in. So whatever your VPN of choice is, you know, some people use them all the time. Just use that or whatever.
To be fair, couldn't get a VPN to work. I couldn't get the Opera thing to work on my MacBook. So I went on to NordVPN, which I think is quite a big one. I paid for a month of it. I think it was €15 or £15 or 50. It was in and around £15. But again, for me, knowing that I had that pre-booked, I didn't have to spend time on the day doing it, and it just worked. It didn't drop out at all with that. So I mean, we're not sponsored by NordVPN, but I would recommend it even for the price of £15. It meant that I knew I was walking in to my 2 days in Disney with everything sorted before I went.
So we fast forward now to the first day of the holiday. You're walking in, and it does show up on my Disney experience. And it's at the very bottom, isn't it? It's hidden away. And it only shows up. It's the three lines on the far right-hand side at the bottom. And it's all the windows, isn't it, for everything else. The chats, the play, the park hours, the photos and all that. And it's at the very bottom next to transportation, disability access services, DAS.
Yeah. One thing I did notice, so the cast member let you know that you won't be able to make any selections until you scan into the park. However, one thing I did notice was in the morning, if you click into DAS, it'll show you all of the shows at all of the different parks. And I think you can book them before you even scan in. Now, I didn't try this because I wasn't interested in doing any of the shows while we were there, because we were there for such a short time. But maybe have a look and give it a go, because it was showing all 4 parks, any shows that you could book on DAS, it was giving you the opportunity. Now, to be honest, I wouldn't have booked the disability seating anyways, because I didn't need wheelchair space or anything like that. So I wouldn't have used it for that. That would have felt a bit off to me. But just to bear in mind in the morning, if there's a show, like if you're looking to go to the Frozen show or something, you might be able to pre-book that in the morning. Again, didn't test it out, but just something that I noticed.
So our first Disney experience was Animal Kingdom, because we checked into Animal Kingdom Lodge in the afternoon, went straight across to Animal Kingdom, quivering with excitement as we scanned in. And then the dash comes up and it's got all the wait times. But did you have all the wait times for all four parks in alphabetical order? Or
I think it used to, it would know what park I was in. I think if I kept scrolling, it would then show me the other parks. But if I remember correctly, it was all the rides do show up in alphabetical order, but it was limiting it to, for example, Hollywood Studios for me. As I remember.
It's weird how much stuff you forget. Kerry listened to I think it was the Universal After Dark trip report, and she's gone mental because I just got everything wrong.
Yeah.
All my memories just blend into one. So I don't even know if we're in the Matrix or something. But so the first thing we were able to do when we walked through in Animal Kingdom Lodge was Flight of Passage. I remember it being something like, it might have been an hour wait, an hour and a half wait. So we just scanned in with that. We clicked on the people's names. Like, I did my family of four, she did her family of six.
Yeah.
And then it told you, like, go back at that time. And then we were able to just go and pick rides where there wasn't a big queue. So we went and did several things. Tough to be a bug. The Safari. Safari was, I think the Safari was our first hour slot thing. So we went and did that. Fair. Went and did the water ride, whatever that's called. And then we were able to just go and walk on Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
After the time had lapsed.
Yeah, and that's a good point. So I know we mentioned there's the two 1 hour slots that you can book, but with any of the DAS ones, so say I think I had a Mickey and Minnie one that was 12:05 maybe, but we didn't end up going on it until closer to probably 5 o'clock just because of the way that the day worked out. But any time after the slot is available, you can arrive back. So if you end up needing to go back to the hotel for a little bit and just have a bit of a lie down, or if you just need to sit somewhere for a while, if you end up getting a reservation for a meal or whatever it is, you aren't kind of limited as you were with, say, like lightning lanes or fast passes and stuff in the past, where you are just limited to that 1 hour. You can go back at any time
and
scan in for the ride, which is really helpful.
And then, I mean, can you remember what your first one was then? Was
yours
Mickey and Minnie, or?
It might have been, because I think we did Mickey and Minnie twice. So it might have been Mickey and Minnie. And we got there we weren't there bang on park opening because we ended up having to get a lift rather than Skyliner. But I'll talk about that on the trip report. But I think by the time we got in, it was just after 9, maybe 9:30. And I'm pretty sure we were able to get a Mickey and Minnie for immediately. And then same with Midway Mania, same with Alien Swirling Saucers. It wasn't until maybe about 11:30 or 12 where the likes of Rise of Resistance, which once you are in the park, you can book the likes of Rise of Resistance as a DAS pass selection. You can book any of the rides. Don't think you can book Guardians or anything that has a virtual queue, but we'll talk about how it works with virtual queues after. But I think it wasn't until maybe like midday that there was maybe like an hour or a little bit longer than an hour of a wait with the DAS pass. There seemed to be really good availability. Yeah. And you don't have to, when you're scanning in, you don't have to show the cast member the DAS thing on your phone or anything like that. You just use your park ticket or your magic band. So if you, I don't know, don't want people to know that you're using the disability pass or anything like that, like, only you will know when the cast member that's scanning you in, because they just have to make sure that it's the right person using it. But other than that, like, you don't have to take out anything or show anything specific. You just have to scan in like you would for a lightning lane.
Yeah, it was seamless. I mean, the next day for us was Magic Kingdom. So normally it's the stampede through Magic Kingdom to get to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. You know, you meander up Main Street. You can't enjoy it because you've got to get up to the hub and you've got to... but what we were able to do was we've scanned in. We were able to go and get Seven Dwarfs Mine Train on the DAS, and it was, it might have been, and I can't remember, an hour and a half already, because everybody's gone So as long as a wait time was generated, you could DAS. If it didn't have a wait time, you couldn't DAS it.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, it took about 10 minutes for the rides to start to generate wait times.
Fair.
And we basically then walked on Peter Pan, walked on the Small World, walked on Winnie the Pooh, walked across to Dumbo, walked across to the Mermaid one before Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It was amazing. It was just amazing. And all the time, you're not standing around and you're not in these big, massive queues, which it was absolutely fantastic.
It's such a good service. And I think especially like if you have someone in your life where you yourself get like overstimulated being around too many people, it means you can go off to a quiet corner of the park and just have a bit of a sit down, have a bit of a breather, try not be around quite the volume of people that you might find in the queue for, say, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And then when you feel ready, you can then go back and go through, as I said, with the exception of the 2 1-hour ones, but we missed one of our 1-hour ones and like it was fine. We didn't go back to it. We ended up having to leave Epcot, but it just kind of alleviates a bit of that pressure. And it's once you've scanned in for your ride, then you can book another one. You can see what's available. You can have your kind of next one prepped, shall we say. But you can do a lot with it. You can go on a lot of attractions with it. Or what we kind of tended to do was maybe go on 3, maybe 4 in the morning. And then we kind of took it pretty leisurely in the afternoon. And I think especially because we had the 2 1-hour selections as well, I'd say at most we booked maybe 5 rides when we were in Hollywood Studio at DAS, if even. But then we also had the 2 other ones as well.
It was similar for us. I mean, you can not be greedy as such, but you can go bang, 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 bang if you want. But it gives you the ability to stick to one land and do everything in that land without the old fast pass system had you traipsing across the park, because you had Seven Dwarfs, then you had Big Thunder, then you had Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Then the next available would be Splash Mountain, so it'd be back across over there. But doing it this way, you could focus on one area. And then we were the same. We would do a few, and then it would just get too hot anyway. So what it gave you the ability to do was literally get them kids out of the heat, get them hydrated, have a bit of a sit down and a bevy and all that, chill out in the air conditioning for half an hour, and then go and do the ride.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm sure people can guess, but I don't know if we've specifically said it, but you go through the Lightning Lane queue.
Yeah.
And then I know I mentioned for the likes of like Guardians and Tron and stuff. So we got a virtual queue for Guardians when we were in Epcot. So what you do with that, because we had the DAS pass, is you go up to the cast members. There'll be a cast member with an iPad outside of the Lightning Lane, and you just go up, you show them that you have a virtual queue for whatever attraction. They need both park tickets, or, well, for me and Adam, it was both park tickets, but park tickets for whoever is booked on your virtual queue and on your DAS pass. And they basically remove the virtual queue and they replace it with a Lightning Lane. And then it means that when your virtual queue is up and ready, you just go through the Lightning Lane queue rather than having to wait in the standby queue, even though it's still a virtual queue and it's a bit quicker, but it means that you get the benefits of still going through the Lightning Lane.
Oh, we did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh, every day's a learning day.
Yeah, it was so handy. He literally just took my card, he tapped it once, that removed the virtual queue, and then he replaced it with the Lightning Lane, and we just automatically went through the Lightning Lane. There was no issues, there was no questions, you just kind of breezed through it, which was nice.
Oh, top tips, people. I mean, they won't have much of these queues because they're not opening anything for about 10 years. So.
Yeah, true. And then something that, from what I could see online, is relatively new to this year, you can use your DAS pass at Mickey's Not So Scary. So our second day, we were doing Epcot in the morning, and then we were going to Mickey's Not So Scary. And I had specifically asked the cast member that I spoke to about it when I was getting approved for DAS. So basically what he said was, because you can get into Magic Kingdom from 4 o'clock, is it? You could head over at 4 o'clock. You could use your DAS pass in Magic Kingdom, even though we've been in Epcot in the morning. You could use it in there, not an issue. Between 6 and 7, so when they're kicking out the day guests and before the party starts, everything to do with DAS shuts down.
You cannot book
anything. You can't look at anything. It just completely shuts off. But once the party starts at 7, you can then use it the same. You can book it to go on. I think we only booked 2 things on it. I think technically 3, but we didn't do Space Mountain. We booked Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah.
Because Adam has never been on it. And we booked the Haunted Mansion, because I love the Haunted Mansion, and we got the Halloween party. Yeah. And because I don't think you can use Genie Plus. So it's only people with DAS passes that are really in the Lightning Lane queue. So they're even quicker as well, which is nice. And then I have seen people say that you can also use it to book your meet and greets with like Jack and Sally. And I don't know if you can do it with the dwarves, but I've definitely seen people say you can do it with Jack and Sally. However, the queues for it are still massive. Like you're still waiting about 3 hours. So it's probably not the best use of your time. But you can use your DAS pass, and I assume it'll be the same for the Christmas party and whatnot as well.
I believe the Jack and Sally thing was like 3 hours. They need to better organise that, and maybe Jack and Sally have some friends with them.
I don't understand how, like, Disneyland Paris has Jack Skellington out every year, and they have him out in his Sandy Claus outfit every year, and it's never as crazy as it is in Magic Kingdom. I don't understand it, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. We started the show with "It is what it is," and we've gone full circle. Adam's going to make us a t-shirt, maybe a mug and a fridge magnet, and we've explained DAS people. So that's a nice little special episode, isn't it?
Yeah. If anyone has any other questions, I mean, I've only used it the once for 2 days, but we're happy to answer questions where we can.
I mean, we used it for 14 days, and you've just showed me something new that I didn't know about with the Tron and the Guardians of the Galaxy. So
it'll be the same for Tron as well.
So thank you very much, Sinead. We're going to do a full trip report with you in October, definitely. Oh, mate, we've got so many shows lined up because everyone's going on holiday or being on holiday.
Everyone just loves spooky season.
Yeah, so, but we are going to get you done. Well wishes to P-Dabs as well. He's got the COVID. I know, him and his missus are COVIDed up. I've said to him, you're a jammy get. You're getting a free vaccine. You're not paying. So I don't know how he's caught that, but apparently it's everywhere again, but whatever. So anyway, go and head over now to Universal After Dark, and me and Sinead will wave to our past selves in the future.
Why? Because we like you.
Kick it!
Can't get enough, can't get enough!
Kick the 1, 2, 3!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.